Hi friends, you're listening to How to Go Vegan podcast. My name's Trish Roberts. The term, quote, vegan police, end quote, floats around in cyberspace, bubbling and simmering in the broth of thoughts, opinions, facts, and seething emotion that always surround the topic of other species and our individual and collective view of them. Every so often it is brought out, dusted down, and used in anger as an insult. It's usually accompanied with contempt and mockery, and it is always about humans and is never about any other species. It doesn't help our victims even slightly, and it never will. The use of the term is an announcement by those who use and direct it that they are prepared to go only as far and that the target of their contempt is challenging that boundary. Another phrase that almost always rears its head when, quote, vegan police, end quote, is being wielded is, quote, personal purity, end quote. That one is used in such a way as to convey that any quest for such a quality of perfection is not only impossible, but quite plainly deluded. The utterly sad thing about the use of both terms against others is that they are invariably used by those who choose to identify as vegans against others who also identify as vegans. The pattern of insults is designed to discredit the position of those who are being vilified as, quote, vegan police, end quote, and to garner personal support for a situation that has been identified as not vegan. Frequently, there is an implicit suggestion made that there is some scale of veganism, a scale that possibly begins at, quote, not vegan, end quote, and then moves through gradations of, quote, moderately vegan, end quote, quote, very vegan, end quote, to finally, quote, completely vegan, end quote. Although it is never articulated, there is a further implication implicit in this, that aiming somewhere in the middle of this scale is not only, quote, good enough, end quote, but that it's all a person can reasonably be expected to do from a pragmatic point of view, in order to be justified in self-identifying as vegan. Those who accuse others of being, quote, vegan police, end quote, often accuse them of having a view that all may be vegan, but some think they are more vegan than others, and mistakenly view themselves as holding a superior stance because of this. To challenge this unspoken assertion, one invites the use of the term, quote, vegan police, being used as a description against them. The perspective that one requires to hold to qualify for the insult to be directed at them is that there is no, quote, scale of veganism, end quote, that it's binary, like a switch with an on position and an off position. One needs to hold to that view that a practice is either vegan or non-vegan, and that there is no in-between. I usually keep my head down when arguments start along the lines of, quote, I'm more vegan than you, end quote, because I've seen them so often, too often, and the pattern is always the same. More importantly, as I mentioned in the first paragraph, it does not help our non-human kin in the slightest, and quite honestly, that's all I'm here for. It saddens me to see people I know and respect being vilified this way, but I also know that the storm of vitriol that swirls around these situations serves no purpose. The storm will pass, and I know that my friends are more than capable of standing their ground. So why am I writing about it? I was driven to write down my thoughts only because a recent comment on a post detailed a discussion that the writer had had with a self-identified, quote, vegan, end quote, in which they had pointed out that their cosmetics were not vegan. This led to a defensive retaliation along the lines that, quote, it's hard to be perfect, end quote. And there's the danger from my perspective. Avoiding products that have been tested on animals or which contain ingredients derived from animals is as much a part of being vegan as eating a plant-based diet. Avoiding any use of others is as much a part of being vegan as eating a plant-based diet. The uses we make as a species are so many and varied that volumes could be written detailing them, and indeed probably have been written. The word, quote, veganism, end quote, is a blanket term that covers the avoidance of all such uses and neatly saves the need for lists. Those who identify as vegan, but who hold a view that there is a scale of veganism, again by definition, are either adopting or supporting the adopting of a compromise position. And any compromise position is harming someone, someone helpless, innocent, powerless, and unconsenting. Someone who will die in gore and fear without ever having their most basic rights observed as a sentient inhabitant of the world we share. Even if our own conscience is dormant on the subject, and I would always question how it could be, if we fully understand the consequence of our choices, others who are not vegan look at us, look at those of us who say, quote, I'm vegan, end quote, and even if they do not ask us outright, our behavior, our words, and our choices are noted and considered. When we make inconsistent choices, when our behavior compromises or even sells out our victims, that too is noted. And it may be noted by those who are genuinely keen to understand, who are sincerely looking for knowledge. What message do we give when we call ourselves, quote, vegan, end quote, but consider that the middle ground in our perceived scale of veganism is, quote, good enough, end quote? Good enough for whom? Certainly not for those victims whom we are excluding from our consideration. It's no secret that I hold the view that veganism is a black and white issue. To me, there is no grey area or room for alternative interpretations of meaning. To quote Donald Watson, who first coined the word, quote, the word veganism denotes a philosophy and way of living which seeks to exclude, as far as is possible and practical, all forms of exploitation of and cruelty to animals for food, clothing, or any other purpose, and by extension promotes the development and use of animal-free alternatives for the benefit of humans, animals, and the environment. In dietary terms, it denotes the practice of dispensing with all products derived wholly or partly from animals. End quote. I consider that those who choose to adopt what I see as compromise positions do so for a variety of reasons, many of which I am powerless to change. All any of us can do is provide information and encouragement, but the impetus to adopt veganism, to internalize it as part of our own personal moral code of behavior, must come from within. No one can force that to happen. To me, the essence of any, quote, policing, end quote, that takes place about a moral stance that we adopt must come from within. We are our own harshest critics, and we are the police of our own moral code. When we behave in ways that do not concur with the standards we set ourselves, the only, quote, policing, end quote, that makes any impression at all is the voice of our own conscience, reminding us that what we have said or done or even thought or considered is unworthy of what we expect, not of others, of ourselves. We are our own vegan police. When we really understand and internalize the situation that requires us to be vegan, we are in a clear space. It is such a lovely clear space to be in. Our line of sight is simple and unobstructed. There are no ifs, no buts, no conditions, and no exceptions. What's more, we can relax and stop looking for them, and our conscience is quiet on the whole issue. That, to me, is veganism. Be vegan. Thanks to Linda Clark for the kind permission to share this essay. Linda Clark has a blog. There's an Elephant in the Room blog. wordpress.com. And as usual, please read my full disclaimer about social media sites, pages, groups, organizations, products, individuals, etc. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye for now.